This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters and friends. And welcome to the fifth episode of our Dhul Hijjah series, The Shepherd's Way. And the fifth timeless leadership lesson is, when you become, you overcome. What does this mean? It means be courageous. Brothers and sisters and friends, this is a neglected aspect of leadership. Because when you're leading, you have to be decisive. You have to face adversity. You have to take risks. Brothers and sisters, when you're leading from the front as well. And there's going to be obstacles in your path. You need to be courageous to overcome those obstacles. And remember, you are the leader. You have to take responsibility. Now, the question here is, how do I become courageous? Well, the first thing to understand is, do not focus on the action. Do not focus on what you need to do. Focus on who you must become. And this is very important, because once you become, you overcome. Think about your state of being. Actions are derived, are manifested from your state of being. So how do you change your state of being in order to overcome? The first thing you need to understand is, look at the bigger picture. Understand the bigger picture. Remind yourself, why are you doing this in the first place? It's not for your ego. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, remind yourself, or think about, what are the consequences of succumbing to your fear? What are the consequences to succumbing to your fear? Remember, they are not desirable. The other thing to focus on, brothers and sisters, is to be around courageous people. Shape your environment. If you don't have courageous people around you, at least read about them. Read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the most courageous. And remember, courage gives birth to courage. If you have people who are courageous around you, or you are inspired by courageous people, in this context, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah, God willing, this will give rise to courage. Another way of changing your state of being, brothers and sisters, is to accept what happens if you fail. Think about it. If you fail and you were sincere, you get the reward. If you fail and that failure meant your own demise, your death, you get the reward, brothers and sisters. What's the worst that can happen? You die. In the grand cosmic scheme of things, so what? What does that mean for the righteous believer? It means a meeting with the beloved Lord, the most merciful, the most loving. It means eternal bliss in paradise. And what is paradise? What is the nature of paradise? Paraphrasing the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he defined paradise in the following way. So there is a person who suffered the most in the world, and they were destined for paradise. And they were dipped in paradise for a split moment, and they were asked, did you ever suffer? And they would say, by Allah, I have never suffered. This is Jannah. So whatever happens in the dunya and you're destined for paradise, it's as if nothing happened at all. So just accept what happens if you fail. If you fail and you were sincere, you get the reward. If you fail and that means your demise, eternal bliss in paradise. And remember, we can't run away from death. It is an inevitability. So when you link everything to the akhirah, it gives you this courage, brothers and sisters. And by the way, if you tried your best and you succeeded, then you got the success. And if you were sincere, you get the reward as well. So it's all good for the believer. As the famous hadith tells us, amazing is the situation of the believer. Amazing is the situation of the believer. When something good befalls him, he is grateful, and that's good for him. And if something of harm befalls him, he is patient, and that is good for him too. As always, brothers and sisters and friends, we are inspired by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the context of courage, there are many stories we can refer to in order to gain that inspiration. For example, in a hadith narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, confirmed the bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, there was an incident that happened to the people of Medina. One night, they were terrified when they heard a loud noise, so they set out to know the cause of it. On their way, they met the Prophet ﷺ, who was riding a horse, carrying his sword, ready to defend the people against any intruders. He comforted the people of Medina saying, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid." What do we learn from this? Courage. He was the first. There was a loud noise. He was the first to go out there, to take leadership, to be courageous, and to defend the people. We also have a very, very powerful story from the Battle of Hunain, brothers and sisters and friends. And I'm going to read to you a passage from the Sealed Nectar by Saif al-Rahman al-Mubarakpuri. And it's a very powerful story that shows the immense bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At early dawn, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam started mobilizing his army and distributing posts and flags to people. In the dark and just before dawn, the Muslims moved towards Hunain Valley. They started descending into it, unaware of the presence of an enemy lurking for them inside the valley. So at the moment they were camping, arrows began showering intensively at them, whereas the enemy's battalion started a fierce attack against the Muslims, who had to retreat in disorder and utter confusion. It was such a shattering defeat that Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, who had recently embraced Islam, said that their retreat would not stop till they got to the Red Sea. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned to the right and said, "Come on, people, I am the Messenger of Allah. I am Muhammad, the son of Abdullah." Those who stood fast by him were only a few emigrants and some of his kinsmen. He went on and on in his attempts to make his mule stand fast in the face of the disbelievers while saying loudly, "I am the Prophet. I am the grandson of Abdul Muttalib." However, Abu Sufyan, who was then holding the rein of the Prophet's mule, and Al-Abbas, who was holding his stirrup, were endeavoring to make it a halt. So they're trying to hold back the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in that context, with all the arrows coming towards them, and that there had to be a strategic, inevitable retreat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still marching forward, yet he was being held back by his companions. Such was the bravery of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So brothers and sisters, in the context of sharing Islam academically and intellectually, defending Islam academically and intellectually, it's important to stick to our principles. It's important to transcend any adversity or obstacles and to take the necessary risks. Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, we will not succeed if we succumb to our fears, but we will succeed if we're courageous and we face adversity, intellectual adversity. And once we have reliance on Allah, and once we believe in Allah, and once we understand that at the end of the day it's all khair, it's all good, then this should motivate us to become more courageous. And remember, we need to change our state of being. And once we become, we overcome. And the way to do that, and the way to do that is to understand the bigger picture, understand the consequences of succumbing to our fears, being around courageous people, and accepting what happens if we do fail, even though we may have tried our best and we were sincere in doing that. At the end of the day, it's all good, brothers and sisters, and the worst that can happen is you dying. And for the righteous believer, that is actually a beautiful thing, because we meet our beloved Lord and we have eternal bliss in Jannah, in paradise. So brothers and sisters, this is the end of episode 5. And just to remind you again, brothers and sisters, we are experiencing the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. We're doing good deeds during these blessed days. It's far more rewardable than doing good deeds during the days of Ramadan. So support us, brothers and sisters, in trying to be courageous in sharing and defending Islam academically and intellectually. Please support us. Go to the link below or click on the button and donate generously. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.